the sleeping state. And the sleeping state, the ruh leaves the body, but not permanently. The ruh leaves the body, but not permanently. And there is some connection that the ruh has with the body. What that connection is, we really don't know. But there is some connection. Ibn al-Qayyim mentions in his kitab al-Ruh, and others mention this as well, that there seems to be some type of thread connection, like a minuscule, invisible thread between the body and the ruh. That the ruh and the body are still somehow... Now this isn't an actual thread, you cannot cut it with... It's a metaphysical thread, it's a thread that is from the ruh world, not from the body world. And the ruh and the body are connected, and that's why when something happens to the body, the ruh rushes back and you just wake up. Whoa, what happened? Like it comes back immediately. You wake up with the jolt, right? So the ruh is coming back immediately. So the issue of the ruh separating from the body during sleep is something that is explicit in the Quran and in the Sunnah. This is something very clear, and it is a part of our theology to believe. What is sleep? Sleep is the temporary separation of the ruh from the body. And of course, there is the famous verse in the Quran that mentions this. Which verse is this? O Hufaz, Ya Hafaza, where are the, which verse am I talking about? Which one? Where is it? Yes, very good. Surah Az-Zumar, very good. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah takes two souls. Allah takes two souls, two categories. Number one, when the souls die. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus, right, when they die. Number two, wallati lam tamut fi manamiha, and those that are not dead but they're asleep. So Allah is explicitly saying, I take the souls of those who are sleeping. So sleeping, Allah takes the soul away. But it is a temporary taking away. The barzakh doesn't begin there. The barzakh begins when the connection breaks between the body and the soul. And that's why our Prophet ﷺ also said, for example, he said, An-nawmu akhu al-maut. This is an authentic hadith. Three words. An-nawmu akhu al-maut. Sleeping is the brother of death. Sleeping and death are twins. Sleeping and death are very similar. And that is why it's very common for people to pass away in sleep. Because Allah says, فَيُمْسِكُ الَّذِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. Those whom Allah has decreed will die in their sleep, Allah says, He keeps the soul. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى. And the others, He sends them back until their time will come. This is all in the Quran. And that's why it's very common. One of the most common ways of dying is a peaceful death when you go to sleep and you just pass away, you don't wake up. This is mentioned in the Quran. So this person, his soul went to sleep, then the soul is taken away and then death occurs. So this is the third state, right?
We die every night. We die every night. Our souls, they go to Allah every night. Allah takes the souls every night. Some He keeps with Him, some He sends back.
Reality of the human being, consciousness, your soul. One of the reasons why we need sleep is because the soul can't take too much of this. In fact, we know one of the ways they torture people is sleep deprivation. Because the soul, if it stays too long in this realm, in the material realm, it gets psychotic. It has to go back into the spiritual, into the malakut. It has to get out of the mulk.
Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah takes the souls at the time of maut. Maut is death. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. And those whose souls are not taken while they are awake, Allah takes their souls when they are asleep. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. When He takes your souls while you are asleep, He keeps those souls for whom maut is written. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And the rest, He sends them back for a determined period of time.
That's why the Prophet ﷺ taught us, when you get up in the morning, you say, الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Praise be to Allah who gave us life after we were dead. We were dead. The souls were with Allah. My own uncle was sleeping next to his wife. Rahimahullah. His wife in the morning, waking him up for the Fajr. Dead, dead. The soul didn't come back.
So the body has certain rights. إِنَّ لِجَسْدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your body has a right over you. And the right of the body is that we eat, we fuel it properly, we exercise it properly, we give it enough sleep that it needs. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali says the maximum amount of sleep that you should give your body, the maximum amount is 8 hours. That's the maximum. You should never go more than 8 hours. And it actually becomes negative sleep. Now, just to talk a little bit about sleep, because sleep is nourishment. It is literally food for the ruh. The body is fed by proteins, carbohydrates, and lipids. But the ruh is fed by dhikr and by nawm, by remembrance of Allah and by sleep. And that's why the more dhikr you do, the less sleep you need. People that do deep dhikr actually sleep less than people that don't. This is a fact. Now, the nature of sleep is, if you sleep before 12, and I'm using 12 midnight, not the number 12 like on the clock, but before midnight, if you look, if Fajr's at 4 and Maghrib's at 8, then 12 would be half night, midnight, right? The sleep after Isha, before midnight, is worth twice of sleep after. Say now you go to bed at 10:30 and you sleep till 12, that's the equivalent of 3 hours sleep. It's only an hour and a half, but because that sleep is before the half night, it's the equivalent of 3 hours, right? So people, and this is why the sunnah of the Prophet was to go to bed immediately after Isha. And it's confirmed if you do it. So now the other thing is, if you sleep after Fajr, before Shuruq, it's negative sleep. So if you sleep an hour, it's as if you were deprived of 2 hours of sleep. All right, you won't get rest from it. It's negative sleep.